offense is lacking some detail. What did you mean by that?
Just a little bit of detail. Depth, reads, just a little bit of detail.
What are the options to kind of correct those this week?
Get more detail. Don't know.
Ben, you got a lot of guys, that talented guys, that want the ball. You've talked about how difficult it is to spread the ball evenly. I mean, sometimes do you have to talk to guys and say, hey, this week this matchup is good for this guy, not that guy? I mean, because one week AB says he wants the ball more, and the next week Le'Veon says he wants the ball more.
Oh, everyone wants the ball. That's what got people to this level is their desire, their abilities. And, you know, as guys grow in their roles and understand the NFL and understanding defenses and looks and reads and things like that, I think guys understand when it's a good look, when it's not. You know, last week they had 8 and 9 guys in the box. It's not a good week to run the ball. You can try and force it at times, but it's just not. And sometimes the way the game's flowing dictates how a ball gets distributed and whatnot. So, you know, I'm not really worried about guys complaining about wanting the ball. We've got a lot of guys that can make plays for us, and we just need to make them.
Ben, how much of the last couple of days have been spent either soul searching or film study? I mean, maybe a percentage.
None.
Hey, Ben, that increase in detail, would that be particularly magnified in the red zone?
It can be because, you know, it's a shorter field, obviously. Things happen quicker. You know, you have to understand reads quicker. Now, sometimes defenses give you looks that you're not prepared for. When I say not prepared for, not a look that they've given somebody else that you've looked at on film study. Which happened to us that first time down there on a third down. We weren't on the 5-yard line, but, you know, they just gave us a look that we weren't quite ready for. So you have to be able to make in-game adjustments as well. And in doing that, you have to have your preparation and your practice field stuff ready to go.
And when you come off games that weren't to your standard before, have you changed anything during the week? Do you just keep the same routine?
Same routine. Been doing this for 14 years.
Do you plan to practice today?
That's up to coach. I always start practice and go from there.
Yesterday, Mike Tomlin said that the last thing he's worried about is your confidence. When you hear that, what does that make you think?
I wouldn't expect anything different.
And you guys historically as a team have been good at bouncing back from mm-hmm. Why is it? Why is that?
I don't know. Hopefully we can do that again. Obviously, we're going into an awesome environment this weekend with the last undefeated team, a football team that's playing really well right now that leads the AFC. So. What an awesome challenge for us.
Have they changed much since you saw them in the postseason?
A little bit. You know, Alex is playing MVP caliber football, and that's awesome to see. A lot of respect for that guy. They do a lot of unusual things on offense. And obviously their defense gets after the quarterback, ball hawking in the secondary. So that's kind of what they were doing last year, too, so I don't know how much has really changed.
Ben, how much do you study the game that you played last year in the playoffs against them?
A lot. We've already started watching a lot of it.
Ben, it seems like, you know, you look at the trajectory of the last three playoff years, you're 3-3 and you get it going. Last year, you're 4-5 and you get it going. Is this team just have a – does it always need to get shaken a little bit before it kind of maybe responds the way that you guys want?
You know, I don't know about that. You know, we're still top of the AFC North. We're right there in the hunt in the AFC. So I think you guys are much more panicked than we are. You know, I'm, as you can see, not real – shaken by last week and nervous and worried, so we'll get ready to go play football this week.
You said you woke up this week confident. What brought you to that point?
To be confident? Two Super Bowls, 100 and some wins, 300 and some, I don't even know my stats, but doing this, playing this game longer than you've probably been covering it.
And you got two receivers in Juju and Marte who haven't played a lot the past couple of years. Mm-hmm. Do anything different with those guys because, you know, they're young and
No, I mean, I try to communicate as much as I can with Juju without overwhelming. Sometimes I think you can get caught up with a guy that is young but is doing so well. You know, you almost think you can keep putting more and more on his plate because he's doing some really good things. And he hasn't shown us any reason not to. I just think you kind of have to just – I try and be careful not to overload him with maybe little details that I would with AB, if that makes any sense. So, you know, we're just going to keep giving him stuff and seeing what he can do because he does some good stuff. And Martavis, that's who else you asked about, correct? You know, Martavis is not really a young guy. It just seems young because he wasn't here last year. But he's coming along great. And, you know, I need to play better in order for him to play better. You know, receivers can only play as well as their quarterback plays. So if I'm not playing well, they're not going to be playing well. So that's on me first.
Some of them said that they have to make plays for you, too. Does that work hand in hand?
That's great. We all need to make plays for each other. That's the selflessness that we all need to have. You know, there's obviously a lot of throws that I need to make that make it easier on them. And it's great that they say that there's plays that they should make to help me. So that's what a team does.
Ben, both you and Mike Tomlin have talked about Eli coming back this week. The two of you have seemed to have a rapport in years past. Why is that? What works well with him? Why do you like him?
Well, he's an inside slot guy that really knows how to get open in man really quick. You know, a guy that takes pride in his work. You know, doesn't make a lot of mistakes. And, you know, if he does, he grows from it. So just excited for him to get the opportunity again.
Then you guys, 2 weeks ago it was the anthem, last week it was AB stuff. Today, this week it's kind of your post-game stuff. You ready to just talk about football? I mean,
would you guys ask me about football? It's on you guys, isn't it?
Well, I mean, we didn't make AB throw cooler, and we didn't sit questions.
But you asked the questions.
Well, that part's our job. But, I mean, is there any worry? How do you block that stuff out? Because I mean,
stop having interviews like this.
You'd miss us, though, right?
Absolutely. This is the fun part of my week.
Was the comment made out of frustration than the one where you said you don't have it anymore? Maybe I don't have it anymore. Was that?
Yeah, just after post game, that to me, that's the hardest thing about having a bad game is letting the fans down, letting my teammates down. You know, that's what bothers me the most. It's hard to do that. It's frustrating. You know, and like I said, that bothers me way more than my own pride and things. It's just letting other people down, especially my teammates. So that's what bothers me the most.
Did you realize it could open a Pandora's box in the way that it did, in the sense that so many people questioned you after that?
That's fine. They can question me. I don't question myself. The ones that are close to me don't question me. That's what matters. It doesn't, no offense to any of you guys, but it doesn't really matter to me how you guys question me or not, or the quote-unquote professional talking heads on the other sports networks that are out there that are supposed experts and things like that.
Does the Chiefs secondary remind you of anybody you've played before? What do they do?
The Chiefs last year? Yeah. I mean, they're really good. Peter's maybe one of the best in the business. Just always seems to be around the ball, making plays. Even when it's man coverage, he leaves his man to intercept balls to other guys. It's just, you know, it's we have a lot of film. I have a lot of film study to do to get ready for this team.
Yeah, you attacked them last year. Do you rise to the challenges of playing against great defenses like that?
You should. Obviously, last time we went there, it wasn't so great, but we won the game, which is always the best part. But, you know, you play a great team like this, a great defense on the road with the environment that they always have there at Arrowhead. Just excited for it. You know, you do this long enough, you get excited for these matchups.
Some players use that outside talking as motivation. What do you do with it?
Ignore it. Especially your network. No offense to you, though, Jeremy.
And for years, you, Heath Miller, your coaches, talked about what a security blanket he was. So when you saw him, you felt, okay, here's someone who has my back. Is there a guy like that right now? Is that
got a lot of them. Got a lot of them. But when you play for 12 years with a guy, you're going to develop that. There's no one on this offense that I've played that long with, but there's a lot of guys that I have a lot of faith and trust and belief in, and I hope they have it in me. So it's easy to build up when you go to practice every day with that guy, go to battle every day on Sundays with that guy.
Ben,